Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're so delighted that you're here tonight. Remember the special that we put in the announcement that all callers, not just new callers, but all callers for the month of November for free channeling that'll happen early in December because we'll collect all of November's. And I have a record of everybody who's called. So you'll be added in, okay? And we're looking forward to see who the winner is. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is entirely gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you guys, will come through. And advance notice, it's just a lovely surprise every time. And so let's get going.
Hello, dear one. This is Lady Sophia.
Oh, Lady Sophia, thank you so much for being here. You have a very high position. Would you share that with those who may not be familiar with who you are?
High is not...
Nick.
It's I am the feminine part of the God of this Alphabet of Yahweh or all.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much. I love it when I can write instead of God, writing God / Goddess. And so many people still think of God as just a male figure, and that's not really the way it is, and we're just delighted to have you here. Thank you so much. Do you have a piece of advice or a statement for our callers and listeners before we start on questions?
I would like to remind you all of something that is extremely... not a spectator sport. I repeat. It is not a spectator sport.
That's right. That's just another way of saying everybody step up, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Get involved. Get your passion going. Do something that helps, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Okay. Well, we have quite a list of questions, and hopefully we'll have some callers shortly. The Trump tweet, Alice in Wonderland, that came out and then disappeared in 15 minutes. Now, we're not on Twitter, so we take this word from other people who are. Can you explain what that was about?
Well, if you take a look at what Alice did, she got to see the hand behind, so to speak.
Oh, yes.
That's what he's referring to.
Okay, the little man behind the curtain at the very end of the story.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful, exciting, interesting story until then. And then Toto pulls the curtain back, this cute little dog. And there's the man flipping the switches, controlling everything, which is exactly the kind of world we had.
Have had, yes.
Brilliant. That whole Wizard of Oz story written so many years ago. So brilliant.
Yes, indeed it was. It was not an accident.
Yes, true. Okay, I'm sorry, your name, we have a caller?
Yes, who's coming through tonight?
It's Lady Sophia. Is this Brad?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, you'll need to speak up, Brad. Your voice is very, very soft.
Lady Sophia, are you an ascended master?
No, dear one, I am not.
But you are in the etheric or invisible world?
I certainly am.
And what sphere or dimension are you in?
The ninth.
Oh, wonderful. And I think his name was Kublai Khan came through last week and said that he confirmed that the eighth sphere is the eighth dimension is at one with the sentient being called God. Do you agree?
I do.
And so you went from that sphere up to the higher sphere. That's wonderful. And you did that with willpower and intention?
It was as a result of the job that I took on.
Okay. But getting down to business, I have a question. Last night, I did visualization processes of my chi, gaining chi energy and a brilliant golden light flowing through my body and flushing out hitchhikers and negative thought forms. And I did this from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., visualizing the chi energy and golden light. So was I successful in flushing out hitchhikers? Who?
Yes, you
what you would call maybe a dark spirits who influence your body in unloving ways. So was I successful?
You were.
But today, I drank alcohol almost all day, so I would guess that some of the hitchhikers came back. Is that correct?
Or good guess. Stay away? Good guess.
Is there anything you can tell me about the hitchhikers that came back? Were they spirit bodies from the earth that were alcoholics in another life? Can you tell me anything about the hitchhikers that I have?
These are beings who are, shall we say, lost?
Yes.
Who are way to complete the life that they were in last.
Okay, and now this morning I did a visualization process to wrap any hitchhiker or negative thought form in a net of golden light, and then pull them out and wrap them in a blanket of golden light, and then put them in a white box that is made of the brilliant white light of the Creator, and then put the white box in a vehicle that is made of the brilliant white light of the Creator, and take that to the great central sun. Was I successful at all in taking some of these hitchhikers to the great central sun?
Some.
So it is a process that I should engage to get rid of hitchhikers, wrap them in a net of golden light?
I did not say that. I would not say that.
You would not, but should I continue to throw a net of golden light over these hitchhikers and take them to the great central sun?
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything, I don't want to waste your time, I'm very grateful, but is there any thoughts that you can tell me on this subject as we conclude this session?
Do not allow anything to throw you off track. Hold that intention.
Thank you so much, Brad.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Robert David Steele has a video out this week that I enjoyed very much. A couple named Jim and Angie are the interviewers. It's on Victoris Libertas, and he gives a tremendous amount of, I think, of accurate information about many things, CIA, pedophiles, and a bunch of other things. And he and his buddy in the FBI are fearless, and they're going to expose, continue to expose everything they can. Can you comment about Robert David Steele?
This is a brave man. Thank him for his service, because it is huge.
It is huge, and anybody who's not seen that video, I would put this as number one on the list for what time you do have to devote to getting educated this week. If anybody needs it, just call or email. I'll send it to you if you don't have it, but it's available. Robert David Steele. Okay. He said that about 30% of the CIA is still good, about the same for the FBI. Would you comment or confirm that?
I would confirm that, but I say that it is time to regroup in these organizations and start afresh.
Yeah, so a lot of us feel that the CIA and the FBI, certainly the CIA, ought to be simply closed and the good people move maybe into a whole new agency. There's talk of putting all the intelligence agencies into one, certainly one for international, maybe one for domestic, like the FBI is supposed to be. Would that be a good idea?
Yes, that would serve very well.
Yes, and clean out everybody who doesn't belong, who's not serving the people, and simplify. There's zillions too many agencies, are there not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It needs to be simplified.
Yes. Okay. How is Cobra's group coming along with the Toplet bombs? Has there been progress this week on that?
Yes, there is much progress. It's very soon going to be time to celebrate their removal.
Ah, so it sounds like maybe it's going faster than they had imagined or planned.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness is right, because it looked like a very big job that was going to take months. Even with what they've done, there's so much more to do. So that is very exciting. Okay. The people who are truly not awake, or maybe blackmailed, bribed, or misled, or whatever, who are behind the impeachment thing for Trump, which I find about as sane as, well, I can't even think of something. Can you comment about what's going on with that movement?
Well, yes, they could spend their time that way or playing Russian roulette. It'd be about the same.
Okay. Well, that's another game. Yes. Okay. Okay. This, of course, will fall apart at some point, will it not? It's because the dark deep state is desperate.
They are, and thank heaven they are.
Thank heaven, because they're doing really stupid stuff now that more and more people are saying, something's wrong here, huh?
Correct.
People who've been couch potatoes and not paying attention are finally, more and more are waking up, yeah?
Yes, it is happening.
Love it. Love it. I love it. Okay.
Another branch of disclosure.
another branch of disclosure. Branch, would you explain what you mean by that?
Disclosure is happening in many different ways. This is just one of the ways.
Well, most of us think of disclosure as openly seeing and communicating with our ET friends who are here in droves to help us. But disclosure, you mean, are also ripping the veils off the deep state. That's a different kind of disclosure.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's what you're talking about. Okay, well, that works. That works great. Okay. I was very glad to see a broader coverage of the fake creation of Facebook out to see more clearly that the people who actually, that Mark Zuckerberg did not write the Facebook code in 2 weeks. That is insane. That the people who really did it, beginning with Michael McKibben, I believe was the right person who started.
Yes.
And it took them 5 years. To see how busy and distracted they could keep people so that they wouldn't wake up. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. But it was originally started as a good communication tool, was it not? And then it got taken over. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. So the intentions on the start were good. But then, like everything, or most everything that's good, it gets co-opted because the dark deep state wants to use it for its own purposes.
Please put that in the past tense.
Oh, wanted to use it, you're saying, for its own purposes. Okay, because it is all falling apart.
It is.
It is. That's awesome. Okay. And it was done for mind control and to keep people busy using the vulnerability of people liking to connect with other people, which is awesome. But not in this way, with the kind of power that Facebook has had.
Very much misused, as you know.
Yes. All right. John Rappaport had an excellent article out this week about real collusion. And he goes back into the 1930s, maybe earlier, where the U.S. shipped plants to Russia, technology at the time, as it was at the time, and actually created the situation where the a lot of the Korean War and Vietnam War armaments, tanks and guns and all that were actually created with U.S. technology given to Russia and other countries. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay, so he's right on. And at the time, Armin Hammer, and I remember hearing about him, and Occidental Petroleum, these were simply the operators at the time. Like Armin Hammer was the pre-David Rockefeller, the David Rockefeller of his era, so to speak. Is that true?
Yes, that
okay.
is so.
Okay. So he was cabal way back before we even knew there was, but that was an appropriate word to use. Okay. And Kissinger has been around a long time, was very involved with Nixon and others to make sure that this program of shipping technology overseas so it could be used against U.S. soldiers as well as countries with millions of people killed. He was right in there too, was he not?
He was an extremely successful agent for depopulation.
Yes, such as Bill Gates is now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is anybody taking the Gates Foundation to task for what they're doing in Africa to young women?
Not as of yet.
Well, that's a job that needs to be done. I trust it's on the list.
Yes, there are those of you out there who could take this on.
Well, I would be happy to encourage someone who has maybe more clout than we do, or at least support somebody actively taking them on. I did send a very good email about the vaccinations that are being given to African women of childbearing age to keep them from being able to have children, being done by the Gates Foundation, and of course the women are being lied to. I did send that email to a couple of my chocolate friends to forward and ask them to forward, please, to anybody still that to wake up these African women so they won't believe the lies.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Good. And I encourage anybody who has friends who have connections in Africa to get hold of that email and send it out so they can alert women in Africa that we maybe can save some from getting those shots.
Again, I say, life is not a spectator.
Right. And don't get vaccination. If you have any doubt about whether you should or not, go study the real research, because it's awful. There's an occasional purpose for an individual vaccination when you're going into certain countries and don't have an immune system that could withstand things you're not used to. But other than that, it's a big no-no, right?
Let's put it this way. The chances are 999-1 that it is going to work against you and not for you.
Yes, yes. I am so grateful that one of the bright things my mother did was not have me vaccinated as a child. And I think I've benefited tremendously from that.
It was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. There's a man named Craig Hamilton Parker, who is represented to be a psychic, who put out a list of 2018 predictions. That is a pretty extensive list with a lot of stuff that sounds right, not 100%, but pretty close. Can you comment on the clarity that he actually has?
It's around 60%. Pretty good.
Okay. Okay, that is pretty good. Okay, Marianne, welcome.
Hi, Mary. Good evening.
Hi.
I'm calling to ask you for some guidance, dear mother. I have a situation with my father, and he seems to be deteriorating fast, and he can no longer be alone in his home. And I was going to bring him to my home, but I am finding out that it seems like it's going to be much more than I can handle, and maybe I need a care facility. And so I was calling to ask for some guidance with choosing a facility. I've been to two or three now, and I'm trying to choose, and they all seem to have a problem with my choice or my father because of his situation. So I'm going tomorrow to look at two more places in Standish, and I'm wondering if you have a recommendation at all. One is called Eden Fields, and one is called Horizons.
You might consider having somebody live in to help him.
In my home or his?
His.
I have considered that, but he doesn't have his own mind, and he needs more than just one person. He would need somebody there all the time. My brother's been living with him for the last 3 years, and he's totally burned out. He can't do it anymore.
Okay. I will help with the facility.
Okay. You'll guide me tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
Okay. It's a 3-hour drive up here from his home, and I know he doesn't want to move out of his home. He's been there 60 years, but it's too far for me to manage. and I can't really move south.
I understand and concur.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have any other advice for me? If the RV would happen, I would hire a companion for him, but he doesn't have that kind of money.
I understand. You may well change this down the road.
Yes, might change that down the road. He's having severe memory issues, and he's starting to wander. My brothers found him outside at like 1 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning. And winter's coming.
Yes. I will send a blessing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Most welcome. How else can I help you, dear one?
Unless you have any other advice for me, that's my main issue right now, is trying to take care of my dad and provide for him.
The number one thing you have to do is get yourself solid.
Okay. And do you have some advice for that?
Spend some time just giving yourself love.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will do that.
Good. Very good.
Okay. Thank you both, and I'll let someone else have a chance to talk with you.
Thank you very much, Marianne. Be sure that if you get my email about this call, email me back so we can put you in the drawing. Okay.
Okay.
So we have the right
person.
This is
Marianne from Michigan.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Got it.
You know who I am. Okay.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Okay.
Cindy,
all right.
Welcome. Okay. Hi. Thanks, Marianne. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you for being
My pleasure.
I read just a little bit ago that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the United States reverse the ban on animal trophies being brought into the United States and elephant tusks. When will this be? They reversed the ban saying it's okay to do this now. When is it going to go back where it's illegal to do it?
You're looking at springtime next year.
Okay, and is this accurate? This is a cabal thing that they just pulled?
Only 100% accurate.
So these people that, were they blackmailed or paid money to have this come through? And are these people going to get arrested that approved this?
Let's put it this way. They won't be rewarded.
Okay. And then the FCC just allowed major media to merge. There was a 42-year ban on that. So this is another cabal ditty. When will this be reversed?
When new governance occurs.
And ballpark estimate when that is going to occur?
Next year.
Can you give us more of a tighter timeline? Like, are we talking in 6 months into the year, 3 months, 9 months?
8.
Okay. And then So, question about the ETs that some, by my understanding, have been traveling like 100 years to get to see us because they're so far away and their technology is not as advanced as some other beings. Is this accurate? Has taken some of them that long to get here to watch us, what's happening?
There are many stories made in the world. This is one.
Oh, so that's not accurate.
No, my dear.
Okay. So can any of these ETs that are surrounding us, watching all this, can they actually see us in our physical bodies, going around and doing whatever, or are we just balls of light to everybody?
That they can see your physical form if they choose. Most don't.
Oh, is that because they, why?
Because they have all the information they need without it.
Oh. Okay, I'd be curious. That's why. Okay. So when Trump was just going around this last couple weeks doing his meetings with various heads of state, did anyone such as like Saint Germain, if let's say one of the leaders was sort of being obstinate, did anybody like Saint Germain or let's say you will pretend you, did you happen to pop in the room and say, hi? So that would help that world leader see the bigger picture?
There were inputs from beings on my side of the veil, yes.
And how was that input accomplished?
One way to say it is half materialization.
Okay. So they only half showed themselves, or they did in some instances and other instances they did not?
Most of the time, they were not fully in body. But they
so they were sort of like a... sort of like a shadow?
Probably the closest you could compare them to in your world is a ghost.
Ah, so could this world leader see them as a ghost?
Yes, they could.
And what did this one or more world leaders think? Like, holy shit, or... am I crazy? I mean, did they understand and was it, did they understand what was happening with this being?
For most of them, dear, it was old hat.
But what about the ones that weren't? Was there anybody that wasn't used to it?
Of course there were.
And how did they take it?
They were shocked.
Ah. Okay. So did that help the talks progress in a more positive way?
Yes, but the human element already had that going.
Okay. Okay. So are you able to give us any information about what Trump meant about Alice in Wonderland, that that's going to be occurring, or was that a code, some just codes information going out to specific people who would know what that meant?
Dear one, the Alice in Wonderland story, what occurred was Alice got to see who was behind what was happening. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, that was the reference here.
Oh, okay. Okay. On a personal level, Ari, my wonderful ambassador cat, are you able, well, I know, would you please sort of help him want to stay inside the house instead of hanging out by the door? And he comes in to eat, but he's still sort of skittery and has not wanting to stay in.
Dear one?
Yes?
I recommend that you go into a meditation and call the cat diva forth. And ask for help with Henri.
Okay.
Now, the cat diva is not the most gentle of beings, shall we say.
Okay.
But if you're straight with her, you'll get what you want.
Okay. Is there anything that I should offer her? To say I
offer,
thank you with her help?
Offer her your record of how you have helped Kat.
Oh, okay.
You have a long record, and that will impress her.
Okay. Okay. Are you able to give me a ballpark estimate? I don't know if it's appropriate that when he will finally stay, it's getting cold, and to leave the door open, my roommate and I, the house gets cold, and then we have to turn the heat on. Do you think within 2 weeks or less he'll be willing to not climb the walls with the door shut and being inside?
Do this meditation with a cat diva and ask for what you want. This being one of the things that you want.
Okay.
You can make this happen.
He had gotten in a fight a while ago and he had a scab on his shoulder, well, his right front leg. Has that fallen off because there's a great big, the hair is all missing. And you can see red there, and I can't get close enough to him. Is that just where the scab came off, or is this something new?
Where the scab came off.
I'm sorry, I did not catch that.
Where the scab came off.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sophie. I appreciate all your information.
Most welcome, dear one.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. You said that Craig Hamilton Parker had about 60% correct in his list of predictions for 2018. One of the predictions was that in North Korea, head of North Korea, who's being a challenge, will be taken down by his own people as opposed to from outside the country. Is that true?
It's a little more complicated than that.
Okay.
There is an impetus gathering for North and South Korea to reunite. And that will change everything.
Ah. So, yes, that impetus does exist, for sure. I know that. So, the people of North Korea could feel more empowered by this, as well as be one of the factors that would change things and get rid of this leader that's not being real positive?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
It will change.
Okay. Okay. Because South Korea is doing very well, are they not? Their economy, their people.
Yes, correct.
They're doing very well, just like Vietnam, which is both of those have come back from very nasty situations.
Correct.
Yeah, very good. Okay. There's a man named Charles Orkell, the private investigator who has been working for a couple of years in apparently deep investigation into the Clinton Foundation, and has dug out a lot of really bad evidence. And I'm so familiar, as you know, with foundations, and I watched what has been reported about the Clinton Foundation and what a complete misuse of a beautiful entity this is, which is pretty normal for the Clintons. Is he, Charles Orkell, doing a pretty good job?
Extremely credible. Yes.
Great.
And it's too bad that he's having to do it.
Yes, it is too bad, particularly since both Bill and Hillary are gone off the planet now. So my understanding that Bill died of AIDS last year, or maybe within the last few months, something like that?
He's gone.
He's gone. Okay. And we know Hillary left September 11th a year ago, 2016. And I was told recently that she was getting close to being out of review, the exercise that you go through at once you cross over. So that's been 15 months or so?
Yes, she is now out.
She is now out. Okay. Has she returned to her reptilian self, or is that something we just don't have to go there?
You do not need to go.
Not need to go there. All right. That's fine. But Charles O'Carroll is doing a great job and very brave to take this on, do not.
Yes.
Okay. There was an article recently about inositol being a natural cure for depression. Inositol can be bought just as a supplement. Is this true?
It is so.
It is so. Obviously, it's going to depend on an individual's body chemistry as to what works and what doesn't, because everybody's a little bit different. But certainly would work for a number of people.
Yes, and it's not chemistry that dictates what occurs in the body, is it? It's intention, dear.
Intention.
You know that.
Okay.
I know you know that.
Okay. Yes, intention is the strongest thing there is. I do get that. Okay. All right. So that's good. Okay. So that may help some people if they get that information.
Yes.
So they can get off drugs. Okay. Trump's Asia trip, I'm glad Cindy brought this up because I understand it was highly successful. Can you add any information?
There will be benefits coming out from this trip over the course of the next 2 years.
Aha. So the leaders that he met with, he pretty much got what he wanted, and they'll pretty much follow through, more or less?
One of the most positive things is the collaboration between Trump and Putin and Xi. Those three represent enough of the peoples of the earth so that they can be Warriors for Peace.
Yes, yes, this is an awesome development. I'm so proud of all three of them for deciding to work together, and that the planet needs to be peaceful and we need to have paradise again. And they're on track for that, right?
They are, and this is not an accident, as you might imagine.
Oh, no, of course not. The those on your side and Galactics and so forth have been helping all three of these men, have they not?
Absolutely.
And all three have been listening, which is even better.
Correct.
Okay. Because a lot of times you all help and people don't listen, so they get into trouble.
That has been known to us.
Oh, yes. I think so. Okay. And it's my understanding that only CNN carried his about 25 minutes or so speech about the results of his trip, that ABC and NBC and CBS didn't carry it at all. Is that true?
It is true, and Mr. Trump, I believe, will shortly come out with a channel of his own to get the message to the people.
Well, that's been talked about for months, and he needs to do that. Why hasn't he done it sooner?
It's not as straightforward as you might imagine.
Okay, so there's more political and technological stuff involved than we're aware of?
Yes, more political than technological.
Okay, because the whole media segment of America is so controlled that to put out a huge new channel with widespread coverage from scratch is a particularly when it's going against the deep state, this is a really big deal. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So it's taking a lot of work to get it done. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But it will happen.
It will happen. It needs to happen because one of the people I was listening to, I think it was Robert David Steele, said that the people don't have enough information, even with what he does with Twitter. But there's a lot of people not on Twitter, like us. We stay in touch with other ways. But the people don't know all the good things he's doing enough. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. So in order to get the public more on his side, the ones that are on the fence or are negative, this will help, I assume, tremendously?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Now, there's some things that have been done that are looked at by some people who are very interested in the environment, people interested in animals, and some of those things that we care about also, that he's made decisions that were more old rather than new, like, for instance, the approving the Keystone Pipeline, which has just had a massive leak. And the hunting of animals, again, for trophies. But these are so minor, as I see it. Yes, they're important, but they're so minor compared to the deep state and the pedophiles and the media that he's got his hands full, right? He can't do everything?
The saying, choose your battles, apply.
Yes, and he's picked the big ones instead of smaller ones that can be fixed later, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. He also has to rely a lot on the information that's fed to him, and sometimes that's not quite right on.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Judge Jeanine, who was given a secret operations investigative agreement to go against, to investigate Hillary. Sounds like this has gone well. However, it's not the real Hillary. It's the devil. And I understand she has possession of some things to protect her for taking the, so she won't take the fall for the real Hillary. Can you speak to this?
I think you will see that there will be an engineered removal of said double.
Oh, meaning she's in more danger than she may realize?
Or it may be made to appear that she's gone and in fact she is not.
Well, it could easily be taken care of immediately, dyeing hair, changing her hairstyle, changing her makeup, and then getting some plastic surgery eventually, clothes, dress differently. I mean, something could be done overnight to protect her.
Yes. That is true.
Yes. Okay. So then who would they prosecute if they ever get to that? How would that be handled?
At that point, they don't have any choice but to stop, do they?
They'd have to stop, or they have to admit that Hillary left the planet over a year ago, and they don't have anybody to prosecute.
Correct.
Okay? So they have to admit they've been using the devil, all this stuff that they don't want to admit, but maybe they will be forced to as the deep state gets more exposed?
I don't think you will find that to be the case.
Okay. They won't go that far to correct things. Okay. Okay. The Q clearance person. Is this a play on Star Trek Next Generation Q and someone behind the scenes that has a lot of information?
It's a play on James Bond.
On Bond, okay. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. All right, very good. Okay. Do you have some last words of advice for our callers and listeners today?
Again, I say life is not a spectator sport. Help make it the world you want to be in.
Yes, and that's our intention, our creation, and our focus, yes?
Please.
Yes. Every moment of every day, in as much as all of us are capable of doing, which is not easy in the human body, but it's something we really need to step up and do, yes.
I don't think you'll find anywhere where you find signed up for easy.
Boy, is that true.
Yes, it is true.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, got it. Okay, Lady Sophia, thank you so very much for being here today and all your beautiful advice and answers. We're very grateful and very appreciative. And blessings and love to you.
Namaste.
Namaste.